Today is November 26, 2017, and we are sitting in my mom's bedroom. My name is Andrew Plant, and I'm going to be interviewing my mom, Andrea Nelson. Okay, first question. Mm-hmm. When were our ancestors born?
Where were our ancestors born?
Yeah.
So my grandparents were all born in the United States in the Midwest, like Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota. But my great-grandparents, which would be your great-great-grandparents, were born, half of them were born in the United States in the Midwest, and the other half were born in Europe. So they mostly come from Sweden, Norway, and Germany.
Okay. What are some of the jobs or careers held by past generations in our family?
Well, so I'm pretty sure they were almost all farmers. So on my grandpa's side, they're the ones that came from Sweden. They were dairy farmers in Minnesota. And my dad, your grandpa, grew up on a dairy farm. And my mom, Nan's parents, had a farm, and they had like a ton of vegetables. And it's kind of interesting, but my mom's dad was also a hairdresser. He did like women's hairstyles. And on the other side, my dad's parents, they opened a couple beauty salons, and I guess that maybe was after their farm. They ran some beauty salons. So they both had a little hair styling in their backgrounds.
Wait, where did they open? Like
in Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
And we used to go there when we were little into the little shops and stuff. Kind of interesting. Yes.
All right. Tell me about where you grew up and what your childhood was like.
Okay, so I moved around a lot when I was little. My dad and mom were pretty young when they got married, and my dad was still going to school. He had to go to many years of school to get his degree for teaching mathematics in college. So I was born in Michigan, and then we moved back to Minnesota where my parents were from, and I went to like kindergarten and first grade there. Then I went to second grade in Eugene, and then I moved again, and then I went to middle school in Portland and high school in Portland. So I moved around a lot, and I was really, really shy, so it was a little bit hard for me to come to new schools and have to meet new people all the time.
Okay. What are your most vivid memories of school, or some of them?
For school?
Yeah.
Well, I remember in Minnesota, I remember a boy who liked me pulling my ponytail. And I also remember one day school closed early because there was a big winter, like, Minnesota storm. And my mom and the principal held my hand walking out to the car because I thought I was going to blow away because the wind was blowing so hard. And I was just a little girl. And then I remember I had a ton of friends when I went to elementary school in Eugene. I had a ton of really, just a good group of friends like you have, girls and boys. And we hung out together all the time. And then I had to move, which was really hard. And then in middle school here, I was really shy. It was hard for me to come into middle school new. I was super shy. And then high school, I remember just having some pretty good teachers, taking French, and I think that's when I got really interested in English and decided to major in English in college. Does that kind of answer the question?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. What job did you have when you were a teenager, and like what like big purchases, I guess, if you remember?
Oh, yeah. So I started babysitting probably when I was about 12. I started babysitting and saving my money. And then once I was 15, I had to get a worker's permit to work. And I started out as a hostess, and then I became a waitress. And I always worked in the summer. Sometimes I picked strawberries, but the best job was the waitressing jobs because you made a lot of money in tips. And my mom and dad didn't give me a lot of money, so I didn't go out to lunch and stuff like you guys do with your friends. Like, we just didn't really do that. But I bought my own clothes, or if there was a pair of shoes I wanted that my mom wouldn't buy me, I would just buy those. And then I also saved some of my money for college. I used some of my money for college.
Okay. When you were a kid, did you have a nickname? And, like, how did you get it?
Yes, I did. So I was born with the name Andrea, which was not very common back then. And my grandma, because, I don't know, it seemed a little hard for her to say, started calling me Ani. Like, sometimes people named Andrea are nicknamed Annie. So I was Andrea, so she called me Annie. And I loved my grandma, and I didn't mind when she called me that. But then everyone in my family always called me Annie, and I did not like it, and I made everybody stop, and I sort of forgot about it because nobody ever calls me Annie anymore.
Hey, like how long did it, like, last? Like, when did you make them stop?
I think they finally, like, took me seriously that I did not want to be called Annie anymore, maybe, like, in high school. Maybe okay. Even later, yeah.
Has your life been different from what you imagined as a teenager?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I ever really imagined my life. Like, I don't think I ever had big dreams. Like, this is what I'm going to do. I always knew I was going to be a mom. That was, like, the one thing I knew I wanted. Mm-hmm. And I always just pictured that I was going to have daughters. Not that I wanted daughters, but because I had three sisters. Mm-hmm. That was kind of the one thing, like, I thought in my life I was going to have daughters, and I ended up not, but yeah, life definitely, like, I think when you're younger you think it's just going to be this straight line, like, go to college, graduate, get married, have kids, you know, but there's a lot of changes mm-hmm. that can happen yeah. along the way.
What job do you currently hold, and what jobs have you held in the past?
Well, yeah, so in high school, I mostly did, like, waitressing-type jobs. And then in college, I always worked on campus because I needed to make money. And then after college, I just had a really good connection, and I started working for a good company in Silicon Valley called Hewlett-Packard. And so from there, I worked for big companies. It was all very corporate. It was during the dot-com boom. And I did marketing communications. It was, like, really fast-paced. If I didn't like a job, it was easy to just kind of leave it and find another job because there were so many jobs to be had. Was that the whole question?
Yes.
Did you ask me what job I have now? Or?
Yeah. What?
Oh,
yeah.
So then just before I had your brother, I stopped working because I just wanted to stay home and be a stay-at-home mom with you guys. So I didn't work for 12 years, which was great, but then when it was time for me to go back to work, it was hard to think about how I was going to go back into the adult world after being with kids for 12 years. It was very hard. Plus, I lived in Portland by then, and I didn't have any connections here. So I just started volunteering at the Oregon Food Bank, and within, like, 2 weeks, they hired me part-time. So that's where I am now.
Okay. When you were younger, what did you imagine your job would be? Like, did you have, like, a dream job?
I don't think I had a dream job when I was younger, but I think by the time I was in college, I majored in English, and I loved, two things I loved were kids and French, and I think at that time my ideal job was to live in France and teach English to little French kids.
Okay. Okay, like, if you could choose any job or, like, career, which one would you pick and why?
Well, I think what I like about what I do now is that I'm working for a company that's doing something meaningful. Like, before I worked for, computer companies are meaningful, but it's a lot about profit, and I worked for some financial companies, and it didn't feel very meaningful to me. So working at the Oregon Food Bank feels meaningful, and I like that. But my job that I currently have is not very challenging. And I think my ideal job would be to work in a nonprofit, but to do more marketing, which is what I used to do. Okay. So, like, so to work in a nonprofit, but just have a more interesting job.
It's like a combination of your old job, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like, changing the topic.
Okay.
Like, about the election. Or, like, elections, like, do you feel, like, how did it affect you, this election?
The current one?
Yes.
Honestly?
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking it pretty hard. It's been over a year, and it's hard, very hard. Before this election, I remember feeling like I was so happy about the environment that you and your brother were growing up in, that gay marriage was legalized, and I just felt like we were sort of heading in the right direction. And now it's just really hard every day for me to like see what's going on and to see like the hatefulness and kind of the truth about how a lot of the people in our country are. And so it's frustrating and it's hard, and sometimes I have to take breaks from even knowing about it because I just disagree so much with so many of the things that are happening.
Mm-hmm. All right. Like, out of all the elections, like, which ones, like, stand out the most to you? Like, do you have, like...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
2008 election. We lived in we just moved to Portland in 2006. We've been here for 2 years. Barack Obama was running for president. We were pretty excited about him. Your dad, who had always voted Republican, was really into Barack Obama. And we watched, like, all of the debates, and you and Nathan watched all of the debates with us. So you guys kind of knew what was going on. So how old were you? 2008? You were 4 years old. And I remember one of them, it was John McCain. And you were sitting there playing, and then you looked up. You're like, why does he keep saying my friends? Because do you remember that? During his speeches, he kept saying my friends. And it sounded really insincere, and you noticed it. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was an exciting election. I love that you guys, even though you were little, you were kind of involved in it, and we actually each let you vote on our ballots. So yeah, you guys voted for Barack Obama.
Wait, who was the president before Barack Obama?
George W. Bush, who I did not care for. And so I was happy to have, I was happy to feel hopeful with such a smart man.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, the final question.
Okay.
What issues do you consider when you choose a candidate?
Well, I think the most important issues to me are social issues. And as it turns out, it's usually like the Democrat. I go for the Democrat instead of the Republican because it's mostly like progressive social issues, like how they feel about gay marriage, how they feel about women's choices with their bodies, you know, those kind mm-hmm. of social or how they feel about helping the underprivileged, because I think that's, you know, as a society, we need to help other people. And so that's important to me.
Okay.